How do you do? Where there is no vision, the people perish, according to an old proverb. And the woman in this story nearly perished for lack of vision. Her life was mired in degradation, even though she knew there was someone who could help her. How to see him was the problem. Her eyes were opened the day her heart and mind and life were unshackled.
I'm investigating the young woman we found half dead in the street.
She just came out of surgery.
What kind of wounds did she have?
With no stab or bullet wounds. It looks like she was dragged on the street. Head trauma, abrasions.
Probably pushed out of a car. We found her unconscious in the turning lane of 98th and East 14th.
From the tracks on her arms, she's a heroin addict. Officer, I hope you didn't bring us another victim. We're swamped.
No, I'm just following up on the woman who was dragged last night. I'd like to ask her some questions.
She's in a coma.
Too bad. Makes it hard to catch the perp.
She's in bad shape.
Drug addicts really abuse their bodies. And all they care about is getting a fix.
Well, this one is really fixed. If she lives, she might be paralyzed.
Bringing hope to a troubled world, this is Unshackled, true life stories of real people, dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. Whom can the homeless trust? Very few. That's why Pacific Garden Mission keeps the doors open day and night, welcoming those who have lost homes, jobs, or families. The old lighthouse in Chicago shelters more than 800 men, women, and children, providing meals, fresh clothing, and a safe place to sleep. Even medical and dental care in the Mission Clinic. Pastors and counselors point the way out of their wretchedness as they share the bread of life. Those who learn to trust the one who can change everything leave the Mission with new life. Now, for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3129 in the series Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Well, look at this. I do believe you're coming to life. Hard to talk with a trach tube in your throat, isn't it? Do you know your name?
Denise.
Good. You know who you are. Do you know the date, Denise?
September 1995.
1995 is correct, but it is December. You've been in a coma for 3 months. The police say you were pushed from a car and dragged a block. Can you move your arms and legs? Come on, give it a try. I thought so. Left side is paralyzed.
All of her young life, the woman in our story wanted a loving family, a stable home. Yet she lived mostly on the streets. And this is how that changed. It's the true testimony of Denise Cooper right now on Unshackled.
Neither of my parents functioned normally. Mom was a heroin addict, and Dad was an alcoholic drug addict. Children's Protective Services in California often put us four siblings in foster homes or with relatives. But no matter where I was, I longed to be with my parents, a hunger that was disastrous for me. When I was 7, I went into a foster home that was godly.
There, you're all tucked in for the night, Denise. Now let's pray and thank God for another day on His earth.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
A few months after my 8th birthday, the state put me back with my parents, but only briefly. They were busted again for drugs, and I went into a different foster home. Then my aunt and uncle took me in and provided love and security for me. But I wanted to be with my parents, so I ran away. By then, I was nearly 13.
Hello?
Auntie, it's me, Denise.
Where are you?
At Juvenile Hall.
How come you ran away again?
I miss my daddy. I was looking for him.
Well, did you find him?
No. Can I come back?
Denise, we've tried to give you a good home, but you don't appreciate it. Now, this is the third time you've run away, and we can't deal with it anymore, honey. I'm sorry, but the answer is no.
I went into a different foster home and did poorly in school because I was so miserable. But those foster parents loved me and poured their lives into trying to help me to adjust to a normal life. They prayed with and for me and took me to the youth group at their church where I learned more about God. I was too young and foolish to follow the path where they tried to guide me. But God was there, observing my emotional pain and confusion, even though I didn't know him. I kept running away and ended up in foster care cottages. I longed for my daddy's love, but instead I met and married Alonzo, a 24-year-old drunk when I was 17. Months later, Mom came back into my life. I was thrilled.
You got anything to get high, Denise?
Just some beer.
Kid stuff.
I'm not even sure where to get drugs.
I do. Stick with me, kid. I'll teach you what's up.
I had a miscarriage, Mom, after 5 weeks.
Oh, you're better off without kids. They just make problems.
But I wanted our baby.
What you need is some fun. You got any money?
A little.
Come on. I'll take you to a party.
In the daytime?
What's the difference? Anytime is a good time to get stoned.
I gotta get back to fix supper for Alonzo.
You'll be back. And if not, let him get his own supper. That's my new boyfriend over there.
Well, he's nice looking.
You see, Denise? This is a good time. Speed, crank, whatever turns you on. Me? I like heroin. It's the real stuff.
Heroin?
Yeah. It takes you where you've never been before.
I wanted to be with Mom, so I ignored my responsibility to my husband. It created strife between us. She and her boyfriend borrowed money from me and in return gave me drugs. Soon I was buying my own from a schoolmate. My marriage deteriorated as my husband began hitting me. Then Mom arranged for me to get together with a dealer, hoping I'd hook up with him so she could get cheaper drugs.
You'll like this guy, Denise. He's cool and he's single. If I were younger, I'd go after him.
I'm married, Mom.
You said he hits you.
When he drinks too much, and I come home late after being with you.
I wouldn't put up with that.
I really want a family, Mom.
I still wouldn't let him beat me. You want to do a bag tonight?
A what?
Heroin. I'll fix you.
Being curious, I let her fix me. And soon that dealer was coming to my house. I thought the affair would bring me closer to Mom. I thought she would love me more. But she had her own agenda. One night, when I tried to go out to be with Mom, my husband began beating me. I escaped and found a place to buy drugs. I got high. Then I slipped home, packed my bags, and went to stay with Mom.
Well, looks like it's over.
Yeah, he beat me again.
Good riddance.
I need a fix. You got any heroin?
No. We're making a batch of crank to sell on the street. You got any cash?
No.
Ah, too bad. We need more supplies. Why don't you go out and get some money?
How?
How do you think? And don't bring your customers here.
But I thought you sold crank on the street.
You're a real dummy.
I had no idea how deep the mire of sin would take me. Mom led the way, and I followed her. I felt too bad to reach out to God for help. All I knew was how to get the next fix. I moved to Los Angeles with a guy, thinking he would support my heroin addiction. He made good money, but spent it all on crank. So I left him and lived on the streets of Glen Oaks, a suburb of L.A.
Everybody stay where you are. What's going on?
A man tried to kill me. He had a gun. He shot this guy in the leg.
All right. Get in the car, mister. We'll take you to the hospital. Okay, lady. You're going with us to the station.
Me? Why? What have I done?
We saw you running. You must have ripped the guy off.
I went to jail many times. Time passed, and I was 29 years old when I went to jail one night. Sitting on my bunk, I looked across from me and saw a notice in big red letters, a warning about the woman lying there on the top bunk. The sign read, AIDS.
In a moment, we'll hear about Denise's encounter with that person. Every month, I look forward to the PGM News and read it cover to cover. A listener emailed us. Our monthly newsletter, the PGM News, is completely free, so write and request your subscription, too. Concise and colorful, the PGM News is filled with heartwarming stories and vignettes about the people behind the scenes, the ones who fill the mission, either as guests or counselors, and the ones who serve in our various ministries like Unshackled. Each issue has an article on faith from the PGM president, Dr. David McCarroll. Stay up to date on how many profess faith in Christ, how many are served, and how far the reach of this radio drama is. All through the PGM News. So write and start your free subscription. Write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address, unshackled@pgm.org.
The sad-looking girl, lying on the top bunk in her cell, seemed so much like me that I got up and asked her if I could get up on her bunk to keep her company. She said sure, so I climbed up beside her.
You're not put off by that sign?
No, I haven't been tested. I might have AIDS, too.
What did you do?
Walking the streets and under the influence.
Hard way to live.
I lost myself somewhere along the way. I worry that someone will kill me in some dark alley or I'll die of an overdose.
Yeah, I hate getting busted. Hate the withdrawal.
Yeah, me too.
My uncle got me started. That's how I got AIDS. That wicked needle.
Well, life is so ugly.
Always afraid. Always ashamed.
All I ever wanted was a loving family.
I don't believe in love.
When I was a girl, people told me that Jesus loves me. Did you ever think about him?
No.
I used to think about him. I even learned to pray to him when I was 8 years old. Maybe God is out there somewhere.
I don't know if there's a God or not.
I believe there is. When I went to church as a girl, they told me that there's a heaven and hell, too.
Seems like hell is right here on earth. No heroin is hell.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this now.
One day, I'm going to try talking to God again. Maybe you should, too.
Sure, maybe I will.
By this time, I was going through withdrawal and couldn't sleep. I could have been the one with the sign that read AIDS. And I was scared. With tears streaming, I decided to pray, hoping that God would hear me. Dear God, I need your help. I need your forgiveness for the life I've been living. Please help me get control of my life. Please, Lord, I don't want to go to the fiery pits of hell. Please help me to change. No matter what must happen to me in this life, I'm so scared. Please help me. Please save me from destroying myself. When I was released, I went to the Bay Area to live with my grandparents. They tried to give me a new life. Grandpa put me on methadone, but if I missed a dose, he would go to unsafe places to buy me heroin to keep me from suffering. Then came the accident. I don't remember what happened, but the police thought I was pushed.
Denise, you've been out of the coma for 3 months, so it's time to go to a convalescent home.
No, please, doctor.
You're still paralyzed on your left side, so you can't take care of yourself.
I'll call my sister.
Can she take care of you?
Yes.
Well, I hope so. You'll be dependent on a caretaker from now on.
My sister took me home, promising to take care of me. Instead, she put me in a back room, and I never saw her, except when she brought me food. I was so miserable, I contemplated suicide. After several more caretakers, my brother decided he could live on my disability check, and he moved me to a house in Reading. One night, he and his girlfriend got drunk, fought, and the police took them to jail. My brother went back to prison, and his girlfriend abused me. The Adult Protection Agency got me an apartment, and I had to learn to take care of myself. In time, I got an electric wheelchair for shopping. By then, I was 35, and life seemed almost hopeless. I prayed to God again. Please help me find a church where I can learn more about you. I can't drive, and I can't walk, but I want to know you. I want you to show me how to get out of this pit of despair and hopelessness. Please help me, Lord. One day, I went out, and a stranger talked with me.
Excuse me, would you like to go to a Christian concert next week?
I have no way of getting there.
How about coming to church?
Where is it?
Right across the street.
When's the next service?
Wednesday evening.
I've been looking for a church nearby so I can get there by myself. Thanks. By then, I was living with my boyfriend, and he wasn't happy about my interest in God. So I wheeled myself to the service on Wednesday night.
People think it's okay to live together outside of marriage, but God created marriage and families, and he says it's a sin.
That's right. Yes, he does.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." Amen. Someday you must stand before a holy God and give an account of your life. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That is the death of your soul. The Bible says, "They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." So we are all under a death sentence. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God sent his only Son to die for our sins. Jesus lived a perfect life and then died as payment for your imperfect one. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." But you have to receive that gift personally by repenting of your sins and asking Jesus to save you.
The pastor's messages convicted me of my sin. I knew that everything about my life was sinful and I had to change. I cried and prayed a lot, hoping God would forgive me. I quit smoking pot and asked my boyfriend to stop bringing drugs into our house. He professed faith in Christ too, but then brought drugs into our home 3 times. I had to get out of this relationship and away from him, so friends from church helped me leave for good. I wasn't prepared for the outcome.
This is Pastor Jim.
Pastor,
This is Denise.
What's wrong?
I moved out of the house from my boyfriend, and I assured him that we could never see each other again, and he stepped in front of a train.
Oh, Denise, I'm so sorry.
It's my fault. I couldn't live with him any longer, especially since he continued to bring drugs into the house.
It's not your fault, Denise. Each of us is responsible for our own decisions. And you were right in asking that of him.
But now he's gone forever. I wanted to end my life when I was first paralyzed, but I was afraid of going to hell.
How did you overcome the urge?
Someone gave me a tape with the song Amazing Grace, and it made me want to live. Pastor, I'm so tired of making the wrong decisions.
Do you know for sure that you're saved, Denise?
No. In fact, I'm sure that I'm not.
Why don't you make sure you're saved today?
Well, I've always believed in God, but I need more.
The Bible says the devils also believe and tremble. Do you believe Christ died for your sins?
Yes.
Repent of your sins, Denise. Confess your sins to God, ask his forgiveness, and then ask him to save you. You can be born again today, Denise. God wants to give you a new life.
God, I'm so sorry for my sins against you. I know that I've done so many things wrong, things that you hate. Forgive me for sinning against you, Lord Jesus. Please save me and give me a new life. Come into my life and be my life. Guide me to make the right choices. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. After I prayed, I felt a special peace within. God's peace for the first time. I knew for sure I was on my way to heaven. From then on, I grew spiritually. My friend who suggested I attend church began studying the Bible with me.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us how to fight the enemy. Read verse 4, Denise.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
And verse 5 goes on to say, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
God is always working on us until Christ is conformed in us.
I'm still amazed to be a new creation in Christ.
Have you told your family about your new life?
Yes. My aunt is overjoyed. My brother is happy for me, too. My sister, I don't know. She admitted while she was taking care of me that she was always jealous of me because I was pretty.
Looks aren't everything, are they?
No. I'm glad God looks on the heart, although it's kind of scary knowing that he sees every dark thought.
And still loves us. Hates the sin, but loves us.
Do you know my friend Tina?
Yes.
She thinks I should go to the junior college she attends.
Why not? I think it would be good for you.
I only went to the 7th grade. I never did well in school.
That was then. This is now. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
She said they have adaptive classes to help me get started.
I'll go with you to get enrolled, Denise.
I focused on art that first year of college. I was also learning to walk again. I loved my church friends who had become my family, but I was still lonely and praying that God would fill my life or give me to a godly man. That year I met Layton, and we began dating.
I want you to meet my parents.
Do you think they'll accept me?
Of course.
You've told them about me?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
I can't believe how God has blessed me. I'm certainly not worthy.
Oh, Denise, none of us is worthy. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My parents know that this verse is true about all of us.
I know, but...
That's why Jesus said, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye.
I'd love to meet your parents. God answered my prayer for a close and loving family. Layton's parents accepted me, took me places, and I went to their Bible study. When Layton and I were married 8 months after we met, I walked down the aisle using my cane. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
So, how are your classes today?
Great.
You're taking actual college classes now, aren't you?
Yes. I passed English, so I joined the college newspaper.
Oh, that's great. I'm proud of you, honey.
I love journalism, Layton. I've discovered a passion for writing.
Oh, you sure come a long way.
Jesus has brought me a long way.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
You never know where Jesus will take you. Every step is wonderful. In May 2010, I received my Associate of Science degree in journalism. I serve in the church as a helper for the first through third grade Sunday school class, and I'm on a team that does Sunday worship service at a convalescent home once a month. What a savior.
Listening friend, Christ died for your sins too. Whatever they are, you can turn from them now and receive the gift of forgiveness. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Pray with us now. Dear God, I confess that I am a sinner. I believe Jesus died in my place on the cross. I believe he rose from the dead and lives to save me. Thank you for your sacrifice. Come into my life, Lord Jesus, and make me like you. In your name I pray. Amen. Let us know you prayed. We'll send you some literature to help you walk in new life. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address, unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, unshackled.org. This is program number 3129. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address, Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.